This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. They're open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. For those of you just tuning in with you tonight, by the way, it's Ian,
Michael,
and Melanie.
For those of you just tuning in, we spent actually pretty much the whole first hour talking about relationships, which I'm glad that we had the opportunity to. It was because Dave in New York called in to talk about what he considers a long-distance girlfriend that he never has actually met, so therefore he doesn't really even know if she's a she. So, Michael, I think you and I were both questioning the idea of having a girlfriend that you've never actually met before.
Right. I didn't think that you could have the romantic component unless you had actually met.
And then we had a lady from Louisiana call in, mm-hmm. and she told us about Robert Browning. And another woman, Elizabeth Barrett Browning,
who were both poets.
Yeah, and she had said this was like the greatest love story and that they never met, but you actually did some...
I looked them up on Wikipedia. It turns out that Robert Browning read one of her books of poetry mm-hmm. and then wrote her a letter saying, basically, I love your work. And, well, I'm really paraphrasing here because she's much better at being...
Eloquent
than I am. Right. So... a few months later, they met, and then they really started corresponding. All the poetry that they wrote about each other was after they had met.
Right. So the key to that story being, turns out they had met. Our caller had said they had never met. And they did meet.
So if you meet once, and then you have a correspondence relationship for a decade, that counts as boyfriend-girlfriend. But if you talk on Skype every day for a year... and you have solid plans to move near each other, that doesn't count.
I don't think it does.
I'm going to say maybe on that, because, you know...
At least then you could have some idea of who you're dealing with.
What you're getting. It's a whole lot harder to... Because my whole thing is people get catfished all the time if you're on these dating apps or
which
whatever.
Is where you get tricked into thinking you're somebody you're not, or the person's somebody they're not.
You're talking to somebody, and they say they're one thing, and they turn out to be something else, or they won't send you a picture or whatever.
Red alert!
Yeah, red alert there.
They won't send a picture. Look out!
You know, back in my days, people couldn't send pictures because you didn't have digital cameras. But
Now, to be fair, I mean, I'm on the dating apps, and so you will see a number of trans people on there. But a lot of them will identify. They'll just say straight out, "Hey, I'm trans.
I'm trans."
So,
yeah,
and you know, it's not very nice to pretend like you know you're something that you're not. Be straightforward. Be honest. But I thought it was interesting that turns out these lovers that she was making, you know, sound as though they'd never met and had this long-distance relationship, no, it turns out they actually had met. Now, Melanie, you do ask an interesting question of, well, you know, what about a couple that's been meeting on FaceTime or Facebook or whatever?
Skype,
some sort of video sharing service. There's something there. But again, I think you used the term chemistry earlier. You still don't really know, right? Until you're actually with the person,
physically present and there. You can't be 100%. You may be 90% with a video chat.
They might smell bad in real life. And you know what?
Most people don't smell bad because most people have access to baths.
No, it's not even that.
It's not smelling bad because you haven't bathed. It's smelling. Everyone has like a natural scent.
Right.
And some people's are a big turn on. Most people's don't matter one way or the other. And a few people, it's a big turn off.
Yeah. Look, if I don't enjoy your natural scent, I'm not going to enjoy being around you. You may be the prettiest thing I've ever seen or whatever. If you don't smell good to me, and I don't mean like perfume. I'm not talking about lathering yourself or whatever. I'm talking about that natural scent that you're talking about.
Right.
That to some extent, I think, is an indicator of compatibility, right? Because if you don't the smell ain't right. That person probably ain't right for you. That's kind of how I feel about it. But you're welcome to weigh in here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Horn Solo in our Discord chat, which you can join over at discord.lrn.fm, says his wife and he had a long-distance relationship for 6 years before we were married. Now, what I don't know is whether they met a few times. Because, you know, if you can keep having contact with somebody. Right. And you said, Michael, you've done some long-distance relationships.
I've done long-distance relationships. I've worn out a bunch of cars that way, too.
But yeah, you did a lot of driving.
A lot of driving on the weekends. I go from Kansas City back up to Iowa or whatever on the weekends.
And what counts as long-distance? Because I've talked to people who counted, like, 3 hours away as long-distance.
That's long-distance.
No,
3 hours.
I'm talking like 6 hours or more.
You think six is just to me, 3 hours is a long damn way. I mean, that's in my case.
But it's not like you can't see them on a regular basis. Whereas if you live in New York and they live in Washington State, that's a bit of a problem.
I agree with you. Yeah, the more often you can see the person,
that's a bit longer.
The better off you are, right? Like the more often you can see the
but
person.
You can see somebody every week if they only live 3 hours away.
That's true. You can.
And you might not be able to, and depending on how many hours you work, that might be all you can see somebody anyway.
Okay, it's at the very least a distance. It's a significant distance. It's not like going across town to
meet
somebody.
Depends on what town, but yeah.
Well, true, if you're in L.A., and then it could take a while to drive in certain places. But, so toll-free number here again, 855-450-FREE. A long-distance relationship usually entails some meetups, right? So as often as you can, because you're interested in that person. You're into that person. You're in a relationship with that person. You want to see them as often as possible. So whether it's every weekend or every couple weeks or as often as you can, you get to see that person. That's a real relationship. It's a long-distance relationship. They're hard as hell to have one of those things. Simply because you want to be with that person, right? But there's some other reason why, for the moment at least, you can't or they can't see you that often or move to where you are. And ultimately, you know, a lot of long-distance relationships end up failing simply because there's, at some point, somebody who's closer. You know, somebody else that's interesting who lives more nearby.
Well, you know what they say is absence makes the heart grow fonder for someone else.
It can happen. It's sad, but it can. Let's go to Neil. He's in Arizona listening to K-Talks. Hello, Neil.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, you guys are talking about this long-distance dating.
Yeah.
Okay. Back in 1995, I married a girl that I had been talking to over the Internet on a program called... started out as M Players, and it went to See Me, Hear Me. But
what was it? I'm sorry, I couldn't make out what you said. The program was what?
The program was started out called M Player, and then it went to Live. Yeah, then it went to See Me, Hear Me. And,
oh, is this like a video chat thing?
Yeah,
okay.
Audio, video. It was a great program. It just went away, and I don't know why, because it was awesome.
Hmm.
But anyhow, I lived in Bellflower, California, and she lived in New York City. And never met her face-to-face, talked to her for almost 2 years, and never met her face-to-face until the day she walked down the aisle and we got married.
Wow, that's amazing.
I flew her out to California the day before our wedding, and it was awesome. She went, a girlfriend of mine picked her up and took care of her for the night and brought her to the wedding. Unfortunately, the wedding only lasted 3 days.
What?
3 days. 3 days
later.
You
mean the marriage?
Let me finish here. 3 days later, we were having kind of a wedding reception / Super Bowl party. It was Super Bowl Sunday. And my new wife got in the car and headed to Target up in Downey, California to pick up a few last minute things for the party.
Oh, no.
And about an hour and a half later, I had about 2 marked L.A. County Sheriff's cars and 1 unmarked one pull up out front looking for me. They came to inform me that an off-duty, drunk-driving police officer from Scottsdale, Arizona on vacation had killed my new wife on the long
beach. Oh, my gosh. That is horrible. I'm so sorry to hear that story, Neil.
Oh.
what started as an amazing story turned out horrific. I wish you the best. I thank you for sharing that. I know that's probably not easy to talk about.
That's,
I appreciate
that's terrible.
Your call tonight.
That just hit me pretty hard.
Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And have it be an off-duty drunk cop is like insult to injury. More coming up in moments. Free Talk Live.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies,
grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-5617 and use promo code FTL. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free and join us right here. Our number for you is 855-450-FREE. And yes, we are here live on this Christmas Eve edition of the show. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Michael,
and Melanie.
855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. They're open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. And Ron Paul is going to be the keynote speaker at the upcoming Anarchapulco happening February 14th through the 17th. Beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Not only will Ron Paul be speaking, but Judge Andrew Napolitano will be there for the very first time. Ron was actually there this year in 2018. So they're bringing him back, and they're expanding the stage as well. So it's going to be an even larger venue. It's actually the same resort, but they're renting out the entire resort this time. So the previous year, this year, 2018, was a sold-out event. There's a good chance this one's going to sell out, too. Don't wait much longer before you get your tickets. Go line them up over at anarchapulco.com. Use code FTL. You'll get a discount because you're a Free Talk Live listener. And, yes, Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from the event. So we'll look forward to seeing you there. The lineup of speakers is dozens strong. There's a lot of speakers, multiple stages. They're going to have Cryptopulco, which is one whole stage devoted to cryptocurrency-related speeches. In discussions, they'll be discussing also entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships for 4 days among the sun beaches of a world-class resort. Go to anarchapulco.com. Use code FTL as we continue here. Again, the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. So we're talking about relationships, or at least we have been. You can bring up anything that you want. I don't know. Was there anything really else that y'all felt like you wanted to add into the discussion?
I don't know. I'm pretty much cashed out.
Yeah, I feel like we pretty much talked about this to the maximum extent that we can. But we got Donald Trump on deck here, who's actually been saying some interesting things, things that are actually worth repeating. I mean, because usually when it's Donald Trump, it's some ridiculous thing that you want to repeat just to make fun of him. But in this case, he's actually saying some pretty smart stuff. And, Melanie, you had a story I think we should start with about his opinion about the Federal Reserve. Now, this is pretty new, right? This just happened recently?
Yeah, it was. It's marked today. Okay. So I actually don't know what day the statement is. No, the statement was from today at 10:55 a.m.
Is this a tweet?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he said, the only problem our economy has is the Fed, being the Federal Reserve. They don't have a feel for the market. They don't understand necessary trade wars or strong dollars or even Democrat shutdowns over borders. The Fed is like a powerful golfer who can't score because he has no touch. He can't putt! Exclamation point.
Wow.
Wow.
So,
I mean, he's attacking. Now, whether or not his economics is exactly the same as ours, probably not the case. But at the very least, he's attacking one of the biggest problems. He is right. I mean, they are, besides government regulation, and that's a huge problem as well. He's saying they're the was he saying they're the only problem or just the worst problem?
He said it's the only problem.
Yeah, so we're gonna quibble on some of these points here, because if the government's regulating an industry to death, that's also a problem. And there's plenty of government regulations of all kinds of industries that make it very, very difficult to even start a business. Like here in Keene, for instance, there's one on Main Street that, or like right in the heart of downtown Keene, that's actually run up against difficulty with the local bureaucrats.
Is this the Pho restaurant that's trying to open up?
The new Pho noodle restaurant that is fantastic. I think it's going to be fantastic. I've had her noodles before. She used to be in a food truck.
Yeah,
but anyway,
she had a food truck and she's moving downtown.
Well, hopefully. They're standing in the way right now.
Coming soon for a while now.
Well, right. They've actually been under a lease since April. Unfortunately, with the city. It's the city that owns the building that they're in, so they're probably a little more extra scrutinized as a result of that. So now the city doesn't like the name of the business. They don't like the fact that there's a sign on the inside front window, which, you know, and they don't like their vent hood. And, you know, you got to have these real fancy, expensive, commercial-grade
restaurant vent hoods. The whole nine yards.
So they don't like something about it, so now they got to, like, change that. And that's what stops a lot of business. That's a huge problem. But Trump's right as far as the federal government is concerned, because there's not a whole lot of federal local business regulations, right? I mean, there's OSHA.
Yeah, I mean, the Fed's coming to play with your local business eventually, but they're not the first bureaucrats you'll deal with.
Yeah, and I mean, there's certainly some local businesses you can open without any sort of federal anything. But regardless, the Fed, as far as the Federal Reserve is concerned, is a huge problem. Because it manipulates the money supply. And as we've talked about, and of course also in manipulating interest rates as well, these are huge indicators and huge factors in what people end up deciding to do. If money is artificially cheap because they've manipulated interest rates, people will malinvest.
People make bad decisions because the price of money is wrong.
Well, and people aren't necessarily making bad decisions. They're making decisions that have artificial consequences.
What do you mean?
So if you can get a 0% interest rate loan that if your business fails, you can file bankruptcy and never have to pay it back. And
you'll do something you otherwise wouldn't.
On a business, that's not a bad decision on your part.
Sure.
It has bad consequences, but it's not a bad plan on your part because the consequences to you are mostly positive.
I see what you're saying. You can't blame somebody for taking the free money.
Or whether you can blame them or not, it's not a bad economic decision on their part because the benefits to them are there and the costs are negligible.
Next to zero, yeah.
Negligible?
Negligible, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Just making sure.
Yeah, that makes total sense. But in from a wider perspective, people doing that and
causes issues because it's coming from somewhere.
Well, the wealth is coming from all of us. When the government prints money out, for instance, they are essentially taxing everybody who holds the U.S. dollar and are taking value from those people. Without lessening their supply of dollars, you still have as many dollars as you have, you know, today versus tomorrow. But if they all of a sudden crank up the printing presses, then your dollars are worth less than they were previously.
So would I be better off saying that some people would have made investments that they would not have made otherwise?
I would say that's accurate, yes.
Right. And so the Federal Reserve throws off investment. I think it's economically malinvestment. That, you know, again, people are doing things they otherwise wouldn't do. So Trump's seeing some of this, and he's letting people know. There's a lot of people that read his Twitter.
I don't know what Trump isn't seeing, and I'm not saying that Trump's motives are pure, but I do think it's a positive thing. Even if things he are saying about the Federal Reserve aren't even necessarily accurate, although I feel like this is mainly accurate. Yeah. The fact that he's drawing attention to it, in my book, is just a positive.
There's value there, right? Yeah. Because there's been people who've been protesting the Federal Reserve forever. I mean, as long as I've been involved in political action, there have been people who've gone down to Federal Reserve buildings, mm-hmm. held signs, you know, demanding to audit the Fed and so on and so forth.
Yeah, just the Ron Paul and the Fed thing has been going on for more than a decade now.
Right. So I don't think Trump's going to come out with his next tweet and propose the end of the Fed. That would be amazing if he did it, but
if he thinks he can blame things on them, then he might.
I'd be amazed just to see an audit, you know?
Yeah, so I don't know where this is going to go, but as you pointed out, Michael, he's been doing and saying some things recently that seem to be a bit of a change in course, a change in direction as far as what he kind of got elected on.
Right, good news.
Yeah, and we're going to continue here. Whether you want to talk about the Federal Reserve and now apparently Trump on the attack, at least on his Twitter feed, will this actually manifest into something of political change that might actually be good? Well, that remains to be seen. It's free talk.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News. The cleanup continues in Indonesia as the tsunami kills over 370 people.
Steve McAndrews is with the International Federation of Red Cross. He tells ABC's Good Morning America some of the challenges in rescuing the people that are trapped.
Our search and rescue teams are still going through debris, through houses that have been affected, and they're still trying to find survivors at this time. We have still an open risk of other tsunamis that may occur.
President Trump says he's waiting for Democrats to return to D.C. so they can reach an agreement and end the partial government shutdown. The president tweeted that he's all alone in the White House waiting for Democrats to come back and make a deal on desperately needed border security. Incoming White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney tells Fox News Sunday the partial government shutdown may last a while.
It's very possible that the shutdown will go beyond the 28th and into the new Congress.
This is USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
For P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250 A, C250 E, C250 Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. You can dial in right here. The toll-free number for you, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Talking about some surprising things coming out of the mouth of one Donald Trump, on his Twitter, at least, and apparently on the attack against the Federal Reserve in a recent tweet that I guess was posted today. Melanie, you shared that with us here. We're going to continue the discussion. Your calls and thoughts, certainly welcome. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. By the way, it's Ian, Michael, and Melanie here tonight. And we are live on Christmas Eve. We're going to be live Christmas Day. We'll be live on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day as well. So be sure you join us throughout the holidays for fun and interesting, hopefully, talk radio that you can take control of here. So you can get on the lines with us, talk about what you want. I do also want to make sure you know about Bitcoin.com. Right now, cryptocurrencies had a nice little comeback in the last week or so.
It's starting to recover a little.
Yeah, Bitcoin going from about as low as $3,100, $3,200 per to earlier today. It was as high as 42. I think it was around 4,200 U.S. dollars per Bitcoin when I woke up, and then it dropped to a little below 4,000.
That's about right. We're down to about 38 now.
Ooh, okay. All right. So, but still, up from what it was over the last week, and so that's a good thing. If you want to learn more about Bitcoin, go to Bitcoin.com, especially if you're brand new. If you're brand new to cryptocurrency and, you know, you've heard a lot about it, you've heard the news media talking trash, you've heard the old bankers talking trash, you really ought to go and learn more about it because you're not getting the full story. If you're reading mainstream media on cryptocurrency, you're probably not getting an honest opinion in a lot of cases. Bitcoin.com is where you can go to learn more about crypto. Bitcoin, of course, is what started it all as we celebrate the 10th anniversary of Bitcoin. It's happening now, basically through January 3rd, the 10th anniversary of this wonderful thing that has changed the face of finance, the face of personal finance and business in one fell swoop, basically. And, you know, since we were talking about the Federal Reserve, Donald Trump actually coming out on Twitter attacking the Fed, which is amazing to hear that happen.
I was shocked to read that today.
It's worth pointing out that cryptocurrency is a way to protect yourself from the federal government and Federal Reserve. Because as we were pointing out, of course, the Federal Reserve is manipulating interest rates. The Federal Reserve is responsible for printing out money, inflating the money supply, inflating the number of zeros in computers, and actually, you know, ordering new money to be printed into existence.
This is one of the reasons cryptocurrency was created in the first place.
Was to get around that?
Was to get around the whole printing of money, central banking, bailouts, giving money to people who don't, you know, not people, but corporations that don't deserve it.
Corporate welfare.
Yeah, corporate welfare, corporate bailouts.
And it came out in 2008, 2009. So, I mean, Bitcoin was originally published, the white paper, in late 2008. And then the code was released January 3rd of 2009, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that was right on the heels of all that quantitative easing and bailouts and
companies. And the message that they put in the Genesis block, in that very first block, Chancellor on the brink of second bailout for banks.
They were paying attention right there. Yeah. Satoshi Nakamoto, the person or persons we don't know still who created cryptocurrency, created Bitcoin, and still an anonymous individual or group of people. So, and it is worth pointing out that when you have cryptocurrency, the price can go a little crazy. You really never know what's going to happen between one day and the next, or one year and the next, for that matter.
It's still pretty volatile.
It is volatile, but it has tended over time to go up. It's down right now from where it was a year ago. In December of 2017, it was going insane. It was shooting up. It got up to as much as
19,600 and something.
I think on some exchanges it might have even hit 20,000.
It might have, yes.
But it's sort of been tumbling throughout the last year. And so anybody who's just looking at the last year, they're going to think this is a terrible idea. But you got to look a little wider than that. You got to go back further. And if you go back further, you'll see that the current price point we're at here is probably what? October? 2017?
October of last year, yeah.
So, I mean, it's down, but only in the last year. It's up over all the rest of time. And that means that if you put your Federal Reserve notes into cryptocurrency, you might be subject to the whims of the marketplace as far as price is concerned, but you're no longer subject to the whims of the Federal Reserve. Now, some are going to argue, well, you know, rich people could go in and manipulate the price of Bitcoin. They could buy a bunch of it, or they could sell a bunch of it, and they could, you know, weigh in basically on the price to some extent.
Yeah, they probably could. And, you know, they may already have done so more than once. But the thing is, if you have Federal Reserve notes, if you're putting your investments in Federal Reserve notes, you're guaranteed to lose because of the inflation.
Yeah, that's a great point, that over time, the value of the Federal Reserve note, those greenbacks you've got in your wallet, they've gone down, and everyone knows it. I mean, the only people who might not know that are children, right? Like, if you haven't been around long enough to buy some food in one decade and buy food at the grocery store in another decade, maybe you wouldn't know that prices tend to go up over time.
Yeah.
Prices go up as compared to what it is that you get, because there's always the tricks that the food manufacturers use, like shortening the containers smaller in tricky ways. They have their ways of doing that.
But, you know, I remember when I was growing up, you could go into McDonald's and get a value meal for like $2.99.
Oh,
and
wow.
These days it's like $6, $7, $8 even for the more expensive ones.
Yep.
And I was actually in a McDonald's and they charge $10 for a value meal.
Wow.
In,
like
in
a
New York.
Giant drink, giant fries kind of.
No. It wasn't even supersized. It was
just because it's New York.
Yeah.
Okay. Lots of taxes, lots of regulations. Getting in the way,
but
there.
The whole thing with inflation, you went from a $3 meal to a $6 meal.
Yep.
We've lost half that value already in just 3 decades.
Whereas in comparison, 8 years ago, thereabouts, somebody bought two pizzas
Two pizzas for 10,000 bitcoins.
1,000 bitcoins?
That's what kicked it all off.
Yeah, and that was the first sort of recorded real-life purchase. And now one bitcoin's worth almost $4,000. So, you know, you do the math. You can get a hell of a lot of pizzas right now for just one bitcoin.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, that had to happen just to set an initial price.
Right.
And once you had that price set on Bitcoin, then you could begin trading it.
And that happened. And it happened a lot. And we're still here, and Bitcoin's still here. In fact, it's probably never going to go anywhere, at least until it's supplanted and completely defeated by other cryptocurrencies. It may yet to, you know, we may have yet
to
see.
It'll probably eventually happen.
Yeah. But for right now, Bitcoin's the king of the hill, and you ought to learn more over at Bitcoin.com. So, Melanie, that statement you had from Trump, we can continue on that discussion. But actually, we've got Christian Anarchist, Gene the Christian Anarchist, on the line here on our Discord server. Hello, Gene.
Hello, everyone. I wanted to say Merry Christmas to everyone, all the listeners. And,
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Gene.
I hope everyone has a great holiday season.
Thank you. Well, we'll be here throughout it. Did you want to comment on any of the issues tonight?
I wanted to comment on something you guys were touching on yesterday, and that was Santa Claus. Because there was a little bit of discussion on last night's show about whether Santa Claus is a Christian tradition. And it turns out if you look at... I mean, obviously, it's been twisted, and elements of secularism have entered into the Santa Claus thing. But Santa Claus is basically, it goes back to St. Nicholas, who was a saint in the early churches. He was known for gift-giving. Mm-hmm. And in the Dutch language, they call him Santa... Something similar to Santa Claus, and that's why we get the name Santa Claus. It's actually a mispronunciation of the Dutch language.
Ah, okay.
Because they call it Sinterklaas. Yeah, so in the Dutch, he was known as Sinterklaas. So that means Saint Nicholas in the Dutch language. So it does definitely have a Christian background to it, obviously.
Now, isn't it true, though, that the Christians borrowed a bunch of their stuff from the pagans?
There is definitely some pagan mix in with the Christmas holiday, but St. Nicholas and Santa Claus basically is a Christian tradition.
Gene, thanks for the call tonight. Gene the Christian Anarchist there on Christmas Eve edition of Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls and thoughts about whatever's on your mind here. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of LicoChops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved LicoChops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and it is the live Christmas Eve edition of the program. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Some pretty outrageous news headlines out there, including what's going on in Nicaragua, where a television station has been raided and its director arrested for supposedly fomenting terrorism, but there's a lot more to the story, so we can share that with you. Also, a huge marijuana recall, apparently, out in California. There's a lot that we can discuss, but we've been talking about Donald Trump and some of the things he said recently that have been surprisingly good for somebody who, you know, he's a Republican, but he's a little different, isn't he? He's more likely to break from the party line. He's more likely to say what at least he seems to really think, for better or for worse. With you tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
Michael.
And Melanie.
But first I want to get into these comments here and see if you guys can make heads or tails of them from a chatter in our Twitch chat over at, you can watch us on Twitch, by the way, it's our video feed in HD quality, twitch.lrn.fm. Chatter Quat DDD. He says, this must be the supreme class of counter-propaganda of St. Petersburg. Are you funded by the government? Is this some nervous attempt to counteract Putin-funded online propaganda? If so, I fully endorse.
What?
Yeah. Are we funded by the government?
No. Not that I've ever heard of.
Is it a nervous attempt to counteract Putin-funded online propaganda? I presume he's asking about the show, because, you know, we get new people watching us on Twitch a lot. We're here to counter all of the propaganda from the state, you know, whether it's the Russian state or the United States of America state.
FTL has been around longer than
Putin.
We've
been here before Putin, and we'll be here when he's gone.
Wait, when did Putin take office?
Good question.
Because, I mean, Gorbachev was out in the 90s, early 90s, right?
Yeah, he was out. Yeah, the Soviet Union collapsed, and he was out.
And then who came in? Wasn't it? Didn't Putin come in after
Boris Yeltsin, Who, oh, goodness.
Well, you guys are feverishly
1999.
Googling. 1999. So, wait, Putin was in 99?
Yeah, he was
so
active
Putin
in 1999.
Was pre-free
talk. Oh, no, on 1999, he was appointed as one of three deputy prime ministers, so it would have been
okay.
After that.
Yeah.
Well, either way, that...
President of Russia in 2012.
Oh, okay. So,
oh, yeah, way before.
So
prime minister in 2008.
So we did predate him, because Free Talk Live started in 2002. But no, we are anti-state propaganda, so we're pro-freedom propaganda.
I'm just
here.
Anti-state.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is propaganda. I mean, this is pro-freedom, pro-liberty propaganda.
Yeah.
We are
yeah.
here delivering a message.
We have a bias, and we are upfront
yeah.
about what it is.
That is something that is intended to counter the programming that you're hearing on most of the mainstream media, which is pro-government stuff. He says he wasn't suggesting we were propagandizing Putin or alike. I was putting into question you would work for the U.S. government. No, no, we
no,
would not.
No.
I don't see the U.S. government paying for this show.
No. You know, we might actually get the Russian government to pay for Free Talk Live at some point, because they have hired Adam Kokesh before. Remember the
yeah.
Adam Kokesh had a show on RT. And so RT, Russia Today, is Russian government funded.
You know, if they want to send me rubles, that's perfectly fine. But I am not going to change what I'm going to say because of it.
Yeah, that's true. And Adam claims that he had the freedom to say whatever it was he wanted to. That they did not have any kind of contract saying he couldn't talk bad about Putin or anything. That's what he claims,
right.
And
I
believe it.
That's the best way to do it, because you find somebody who's saying what you want and then you promote that.
Yeah.
Trying to control someone into a particular message. You can pull it off. It's not as effective.
I imagine if Kokesh made his whole show about attacking Putin, you know, all the time, then they probably
would cancel.
Might
be a bit of a problem, but...
They'd probably cancel the agreement with him, and eventually he did get pulled. Now,
well, it's
the
like any other Patreon. You go support somebody on Patreon.
Right.
If you start hating what they say,
you pull your
you
support.
Quit supporting them.
Right.
Just because they make... And Russia's money is not made legitimately, but just because a single individual has 10,000 times more budget for that than you... doesn't mean they're doing anything differently than you're doing.
But if they came and they offered you money to be a commentator for them, would you do it? Would you take it?
Well, you know, if you're the Russian
money.
Government, you've probably got my email address, so just
yeah.
email me and,
but it's,
and we'll talk.
I can't. I'd like to say no.
You'd like to say no.
So
then the question is, how much are they offering
you? I mean,
you?
We're being honest.
Everyone's
right?
got a price.
So,
it's just
yeah.
how high.
So I don't have if you live in the U.S. and the U.S. has robbed, imprisoned, attacked, whatever else you before, then the U.S. government owes you money. And so anything mm-hmm. you get from them...
is compensation.
Charge it against that debt.
Mm-hmm.
Russia's never victimized me, so
directly,
that
no.
money's not... What do you mean, not directly?
Yeah, I guess they probably aren't extracting any kind of wealth from you.
So... anything that Russia has doesn't belong to me. It belongs to the victims of Russia.
Yeah.
So that ain't mine.
But you'd be tempted to take some of it if they offered it to you. Because the thing is, they're going to give it to somebody.
Like, I'm not going
to
lie.
Right?
If somebody walks up to me and is like, I have all this stolen tax money. I want to give you $10 million. Like, they probably don't pay $10 million for
Listen,
a show.
Melanie,
but, like,
we have lots of money. We will give it to you.
I'm not saying I would definitely do that, but, like, yeah, anybody who says they aren't accepted is lying. Whatever a life-changing yeah. amount of money for you is, if somebody offered you that for something you're going to do anyway,
mm-hmm.
you're
going
to listen. If you're saying you're not tempted to take that, you're lying.
I don't have a problem with, you know, Adam Kokesh getting paid by the Russian government. I think, you know, the way I look at it is they've already stolen the money, right? And they're going to give it to somebody.
They're
going to
do
well,
something with that money.
If their money is going to help you undermine the American government, the one that is actually terrorizing you and your friends, the ones that are, you know, that are violently attacking people that are nearby to you, and you can use that money for good, then it's better than somebody taking it and using it for
Well, yeah,
and
I can see that argument. If the argument is, well, they would otherwise use it to buy tanks or police cars or whatever.
Or hire another commentator who's not pro-freedom.
Yeah, or hire a cop. Like,
right.
yeah, I can see that argument. I don't know that that's how their budget system works, though, so I can't necessarily say that that's...
Well, I mean, they got money to spend. RT's got money to spend on shows, right? So RT, the Russian television channel.
But I don't know that Russian budgets work the same as U.S. budgets do.
Okay. Well, I mean, they've got money.
So,
they're
like,
allocated
I don't know
money.
That there's, like, X amount allocated to RT.
There is. I mean, there certainly is. They have a budget. I mean, they have people to pay. They've got a budget.
Or does it increase
there's no commercials.
If they run in the red? Like, I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know how that works. If it's government, you can pretty much, you know, you could probably side on, without taking much of a risk, you could probably side on the idea that they're going to get more money because they're government. You know, because it's a government agency.
Yeah, they have an endless supply.
They don't have commercials, so they don't have a budget like a regular business, like a television station would, that actually is dependent on the marketplace. So their budget's probably much more solid than a lot of entertainment media out there. So if you want to comment, you can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In other Donald Trump news, so in addition to him attacking the Federal Reserve, I've had this story for a few days now from Vox.com. Donald Trump declared Wednesday that the U.S. had, quote, defeated ISIS and ordered the withdrawal of 2,000 troops from Syria.
I heard about
this. That makes it sound like they ordered ISIS out of Syria.
Well, the U.S. troops.
Yeah.
The U.S. troops. The decision appeared to blindside his own administration and America's coalition partners who are also fighting ISIS in Syria, supposedly. The news drew bipartisan condemnation on Capitol Hill, where lawmakers, including some of them, blasted Trump's move, calling it a major blunder that essentially handed the country to Russia and Iran. So how has Trump responded? By defending his decision in a series of Thursday morning tweets, of course. Trump tweeted he was fulfilling a campaign promise that despite evidence to the contrary, Iran, Russia, and Syria are actually upset that the U.S. is leaving, as those countries are now left to fight ISIS on their own. Trump wrote, "Getting out of Syria was no surprise. I've been campaigning on it for years, and 6 months ago, when I very publicly wanted to do it, I agreed to stay for longer." He added that Russia, Iran, and Syria and others are the local enemy of ISIS, and the U.S. was doing their work. And he misspells there in that case. And so, you know, you have to wonder, was early Trump, the early Trump presidency, when he was doing these things that were against his campaign promises, like not pulling out of Syria, he said he agreed to do it for longer. Well, somebody was twisting his arm, right? Like somebody, his campaign or his generals or whoever, the Secretary of Defense, who, by the way, as I understand it, resigned.
Yeah, Mattis resigned.
Mad Dog, wasn't that his,
Mattis, yeah.
His handle? So this arch warmonger, arch conservative, neocon statist Secretary of Defense has resigned. I'm not saying he's going to be replaced by anybody better, but that's a good sign. That says that Trump said something right here, and we're going to get to an even better statement about conflict in the Middle East overall that the U.S. is involved in. Another shocking statement, a really good one from Donald Trump, coming up in Hour 3. This is Free Talk Live.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.